Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and normally I interview military veterans about their civilian career. My goal is to canvas the available career options for veterans, which is unlimited, and figure out how people got there, what advice they'd give to someone who really wants to pursue that sort of career path. Today's episode number 161, and I wanted to divert from the normal episode to just give a quick update about Beyond the Uniform, a couple things going on, and would love any feedback if you email me at justin@beyondtheuniform.io or leave comments in the show notes. So four or five things I was going to chat about today is first of all, the new website. Second of all, two different books that I've published that may be interesting to you. Third is an upcoming panel. Fourth is some upcoming videos I'll be releasing. And then fifth is just an update on the nonprofit status. So we will start with the website. So basically, here's some background. Rebecca was gone one Saturday, and I've been itching to upgrade our website. So what I did was switch from WordPress to Squarespace. Typically, websites go the other direction. One of the things I like about Squarespace, I've used that for a couple other projects, is it's just much better looking and easy to manipulate the front end design than WordPress, which, you know, in the past I've had to rely on a developer or just kind of put up with plugins. So would love your thoughts on the new website, but here's what I tried to do. So the three or actually four different sections that I focused on was the podcast, videos, which we'll talk about in a little bit, publications, and events. One thing that I spent a lot of time on was the homepage. And so you'll notice if you go to beyondtheuniform.io, there's a new to Beyond the Uniform section. If you click on the Start Here button, you'll go actually to a section where it kind of talks about what I'm doing. I recommend a couple foundational episodes. These are the ones that I think of the most. Or when I talk to someone who is a veteran and they haven't listened to the show, I generally direct them to these couple of interviews. So check that out. I've also featuring some popular interviews. I'm realizing that there is so much content now, 161 episodes, including this one, that it can be a little bit overwhelming to figure out where to start. And so the popular episodes are some of the ones that have gotten more listens than others. There is a need help section where if you're looking for extra help, I kind of highlight 20 different resources episodes. These are specifically organizations designed to help veterans. And so just shining a spotlight on other people trying to help you out. And then my favorite section is on the homepage is what is your career interest? And you can choose entrepreneurship, finance, consulting, operations, real estate, health services, sports and arts, government and law, management, high tech. And when Rebecca's out of town next, I will add to that. Some of these are further along than others, but what I tried to do is for each of these career paths, I tried to give a little bit of data. I tried to highlight some of the better or more popular episodes for each category. And then you'll also have a section at the very bottom that kind of showcases all of the episodes related to that. And I'm really proud of the way that that turned out. And then lastly, at the very bottom of the page, there's a section called Want to Get Tactical. And that's where I've done a few skills episodes. I want to start doing more of those, actually start focusing on that quite a bit more. And that's where you can check that out. I'll just kind of jump ahead to the videos. So since we're on the website, if you click on videos, if you go there, there's only three videos right now. I'm waiting for Rebecca to be gone again, and we'll take an afternoon on a weekend and cover different video topics, mostly right now related to email, outreach, meetings, some of the things that regardless of which path you go, I think that there's, maybe four or five minute videos in the making. And I'm really curious to see the community's response to this video content. I think there's a lot of really cool things that we can do with video that don't come across as well on podcast. And so keep an eye out for that. There'll be some of that soon. Next up on the website was publications. And if you haven't checked it out, I've got at the top of the page there two completely free resources. One of them is a study I did over a year ago of how time and service affects your career options. I looked at thousands of data points on LinkedIn. I used a service called Mechanical Turk to crunch the numbers and see how long people spent in the military and how that affects the industry, functional role, and geographic area that they pursue after their military service. Really fascinating, completely free. Second one there is just a comparison of Army versus Air Force versus Navy career options. I find that less compelling, but for whatever reason, everyone I talk to always is interested in that. So if that catches your interest, definitely download that. The other two ones that I wanted to talk about, though, are new ventures that I'm trying with Beyond the Uniform. So the first is a book that I am holding in my hands. I'm really proud of this. It's called Veterans in Consulting, a guide to helping military veterans evaluate and pursue a career in management consulting. So what I did was I realized from those ebooks that I just referenced that the fifth most popular career options in terms of industries that veterans go into is consulting. And over the last 6 months, I've been looking at data, specifically 4,300 LinkedIn profiles of veterans who went into management consulting. And if you've listened to the show for a little while, you've probably heard an episode specifically on that topic. But the long and short of it is I looked at the top 10 consulting firms. I looked at characteristics of veterans who end up at each. I looked at salaries. I looked at all sorts of things. I drilled in on the top three consulting firms, what set those veterans apart, what routes they took there, how long they went to school, what degrees they got, which schools they went to, how long they worked as a civilian prior to going there, how many percentage of people went directly from the military there. All sorts of great things. That is all in this book with lots and lots of charts. But then to contrast that, the first half of the book is actually all qualitative. And I've done over 10 hours of interviews as well as a 90-minute panel with veterans who have served in various companies and consulting industries. And we talk about everything I could possibly think of that you'd want to know. What projects are like, work-life balance, travel schedule, hours, lifestyle, pay, application advice, interview advice, what career paths people have after consulting. It's really, this is the biggest, it turned out to be 10 times more work than I thought it would be. It was quite enjoyable for the first half, and the last half was like the last half of a marathon, just kind of grinding it out. But I'm very, very proud of this. It kind of represents the best that I can do at this point in time in summarizing everything. But my intention was, if you even are possibly considering consulting as a career option, I think that, you know, the ebook and the paperback are great, great resources. In an afternoon, you can polish it off. On a flight, you could polish it off. On a deployment, you could polish it off. But it will either fuel your interest in consulting or help you rule it out. And honestly, either of those is a victory. If you read it and you realize this isn't what you want, that is just as important as deciding that it is what you want. So I wanted to just highlight that. You can get that at beyonduniform.io/publications, or just go to Amazon and search for Veterans and Consulting and you'll find it. Let me know what you think. I dread doing more of these, but if you enjoy them or if the book does well, I will do more, because I think it's a powerful format to complement the podcast and do a deep, 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 deep dive into a very specific topic. The second book on there is a new one that I haven't promoted yet, but it's called Veterans at Goldman Sachs, a guide to helping military veterans evaluate and pursue a career at Goldman Sachs. So let me just give you some context for this, and I hope that you don't tune me out on this, because I have a hypothesis, and that is that finance is an exceptional industry for many, many vets, and that many, many vets also rule it out as a career possibility because of misunderstanding. So what I mean that by that is I think that there's a lot of veterans who would really enjoy a career in finance, or at least starting their career in finance, but have taken it off the table in a way that I think is not true to, you know, it could really be well suited for them, and they've arbitrarily removed it, and that's a mistake. So I want to put together a book, just like Vets in Consulting, that is about veterans in finance. And actually, on the publications page, you can be notified. You can sign up to be notified when that book is available. That book is months away. There's so much research I need to do to get that ready. But what I wanted to do that's different from Veterans in Consulting is start compiling the book piecemeal. Goldman Sachs is widely considered to be one of the most influential and best career options in finance. I know that's arbitrary. I hold that opinion. That's influenced from my experience at Stanford Business School and just other interactions. But the reason why I started with Goldman Sachs is I think it's just like I started out with McKinsey, Boston Consulting Group, and Bain for consulting. I want to start tackling the top three in finance. I plan to release individual books that are smaller than Veterans in Consulting. But this book, it's 57 pages. It looks at the exact same thing. It looks at about, I think, 6 hours, 5 hours of qualitative interviews with veterans at Goldman Sachs, as well as quantitative analysis of every profile I could find on LinkedIn of someone who's worked at Goldman Sachs. Here's one of the things that stands out to me. Consulting is a great career path for veterans, but if you've read this book, if you've read my articles, you realize that the vast majority of veterans who go this path go to school first. They often pursue an MBA. MBA is often over $100,000 and 2 years of your life. On the other hand, most of the people that I looked at for Goldman Sachs went, it was actually a pretty even split, about a third, and a third between direct school and industry experience prior to joining Goldman Sachs. Why I think this is valuable in particular is a program called the Goldman Sachs Veterans Integration Program. Every single person I interviewed on the show had never heard of it before. Many of them heard about it out of the blue, and that's what got them their job at Goldman Sachs. The reason why I love this is that it is a 3-month program. You are paid for it. You are getting very, very practical, tactical skills, Excel, PowerPoint, financial analysis. You are getting exposure to all the different parts of Goldman Sachs. You are meeting with people. It is a rapidly accelerated way to figure out whether or not you want to go and work in finance. I've interviewed people who did it and went to somewhere besides Goldman Sachs. I've interviewed people who did it and then went on to Goldman Sachs. The point is, it seems like a much more efficient path than consulting. If you compare a 2-year MBA versus a 3-month, very tactical, paid experience, there's a lot of advantages there. The other thing I liked that stood out for me, I think it was Chris Dottaro who I interviewed that just said, you know, finance is usually a pretty demanding schedule. Just like with consulting, you can put some constraints on your schedule. You can block off a work-life balance. But the advantage of this as a career path is that in a year or 2 years in this industry, you will learn so much. It is a way to just kind of accelerate your career, learn a ton, and it opens so many doors. So I pitch this to you that even if you think you would not like finance, check out the book or check out the interviews. Just type in Goldman Sachs on the website. You'll find the interviews related to it. I would challenge that assumption, and I would challenge you that you may have ruled it out as a career path, and it might be a great career path. So that's what I wanted to say on the books. Let me know if you do end up getting them, what you think of this. Again, it takes a ton of time to put this together, but I'm happy to do more things like that if that serves the community. The other piece of the website is if you click on events, and the very top one is one that's called Veterans in Investment Banking. I'm probably going to change that to be Veterans in Finance. This is something that I'm spending time on right now, and I think I have found a company to sponsor that. And what that means is that what I charged $15 for last time about consulting seminar, what I was planning to charge $25 for this time will be something like $3 or $5, something just a trivial token to increase the chances you actually attend. And we will have a sponsor who is going to pay for you to attend. I think this will be a fantastic way to either really help you do your research about finance as a career path or dabble if you have no idea what it is. And I took a survey from the Veterans and Consulting panel. It got a plus 67 net promoter score, which If you know anything about Net Promoter Score, that is exceptionally high. There are a few companies on Earth that have a positive 67 Net Promoter Score, so it was very positively received by the community. I think that there's a lot that I learned from that I will apply to veterans in finance, and so I think it will be even more powerful. So we have yet to confirm a date. I plan on locking in a date soon, but just click on the events section of the website, pre-register, and that way you'll get an email as I get more information, as we lock in a date, as we lock in speakers, as we lock in more information. So definitely check that out. So let's see, we talked about website, we talked about vets and consulting, we talked about vets at Goldman Sachs, we talked about veterans in finance seminar, we talked about videos. Last one is the nonprofit status. So if you have been following this, I went full bore down the path of converting to a nonprofit. I heard from many members of the Beyond the Uniform community who pointed out a couple of reasons why I shouldn't do that. That caused me to meet with basically the people that I planned on being on the board of directors of the nonprofit. I chatted with each of them. They all agreed that it's best to wait on becoming a nonprofit. The consensus was that, for right now where we're at as an organization, there are much higher priority things to do right now. So that for the next 3 or maybe 6 months to focus on those high priority items, get those done, and then figure out whether or not it makes sense to become a nonprofit. One of those things that they've all advised me to spend more time on is promoting the show. And just to be candid, I love creating content, whether that is the podcast, whether that's the upcoming videos, whether that's the articles on LinkedIn, the data analysis, the books. That really energizes me. I don't love to promote the show. And it's kind of ironic because I know that from interviewing 160 different veterans, most vets don't like boasting and talking about themselves and selling themselves. That's one of the reasons why I loved my interview with Charlie Jordan from Circle J Ranch and his wearing a kilt to farmers markets and pitching his product. I love that. That's a challenge to me. But it's when you have things you don't enjoy, there's always excuses to put them off. And one of the things I've put off is really reaching out on Facebook and LinkedIn and emailing and trying to get this in front of more people. That's something where if you enjoy that or if you have ideas around that, I am so ready to have someone else do it or share their ideas that might kind of give me a positive kick in the butt to start making distance down track on that. But my sense is that this is becoming a great resource and that a lot of veterans would benefit from this, and just a fraction of the quote-unquote addressable market, just a tiny portion of the veteran community is exposed to this, and I think a lot more could benefit from it. And so just so you know, that's something I struggle with right now, but it's something I'm trying to work through. As many as you know, if you know, this is kind of a side project for me. This is my nights and weekends project. I love it. I really, really enjoy doing this. And but because it's something that just occupies the crevices of my life, it's pretty easy to put off the things that I don't enjoy, like promoting the show. So that is an update. Hope you've enjoyed this. I've got an interview coming out this week with Amanda Cesari, who is a data scientist. I've got an interview coming out with Steve Colley. I've got lots of great interviews ahead, but I did want to give a little bit of a pause and break from the traditional format just to give you an update on what's going on behind the scenes. As always, would love your feedback. Shoot me an email, justin@beyondtheuniform.io. Throw the notes in the comment section. And now I'll just be honest, I'm going to flip my tabs and make sure that this thing's been recording. Thank God. 18 minutes. I could just picture that it wasn't recording and I had to do this all over again. But now this means I can go and do another project. So have a great week. Take care. And we'll be back on Thursday. I'm doing a Monday-Thursday format right now with the traditional interview format. Take care.